We're talking today with Dana Peterson, of course, Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of Wheat Growers. Dana, you know, as you arrive here at Commodity Classic, immediately NOG jumps into quite a few of your policy meetings, kind of a follow-up from the activities of January. Policy in particular for the domestic farm policy, Farm Bill 2012, I know top of mind for a lot of your folks.
Right. We spent quite a bit of time just going over again what we talked about in January, at the end of January in D.C. We also touched on a few other items, giving me and the officer team further clarification and where we stand in our negotiations, which is very important at this time, stage in the development process of that next farm bill. We are leading up into a hearing on the 14th of March for the commodity title, and we're very interested in working with many of the other commodity groups, both here at Classic and over the next couple of weeks, and see if we can't get a farm bill done this year.
What was your take on Ms. Stabenow actually moving that farm bill hearing up by a week? Is that a hopeful sign?
I don't think it is a hopeful sign. I think it's a good sign that maybe she's had conversations within leadership in the Senate. She's maybe put some effort, you know, forward in getting floor time and getting, you know, things put in place. And so she wants to get her work done in the committee. And moving up those hearing processes gets us to markup even sooner. We're very pleased about that.
Now, as we think about the Senate side, we're still waiting on, obviously, some movement from the House. Mr. Lucas indicating just this week that he's still kind of waiting for the ag groups to come together.
Yeah, but he's still asking us to do our job in representing wheat growers across the country, and we're definitely here in Nashville trying to do that. I think there's going to be great opportunity over the next couple of weeks to bring the groups together again and see if we can't get a farm bill done this year.
What were some of the key principles in your mind that really need to be done that'll be useful for your membership?
Well, I think from the perspective of the fall, many of the research efforts that we need to have reauthorized in the Farm Bill are pretty much ready to go. The conservation, we've done good work there, so we're good there. We've got a lot of emphasis on crop insurance, and of course that's our number one priority for wheat farmers across the country. We have a little bit of work to do on Commodity Title I of the Farm Bill that reauthorizes many of the farm programs that are essential to our operations in wheat, you know, and where we want to go with that is determined how much money we're going to be able to spend, and nobody really is able to give us that answer yet. So, you know, in our negotiations, money is a big topic of discussion. We can make all the assumptions we want, but until we actually know how much money there is to spend, it's hard to come to consensus.
Right. I know that talking just literally a few minutes ago with the corn grower president, he continues to say that a real high priority for them is the so-called shallow loss program, or trying to tack on, you know, for some of the lesser losses that we see in the Corn Belt country.
Mm-hmm. Our highest priority is crop insurance, because that's what covers our big losses in wheat country. We are looking at a revenue-type program modeled off of SURE and ACRE in the last Farm Bill. There were a lot of good components for wheat. Oklahoma benefited, and many of our other wheat states did as well. So we're wanting to continue that process of evolution in farm policy and looking at our priorities being an on-farm program by commodity to cover all of the commodities on the farm.
Do you sense from talking to these other groups, you were obviously had a fairly major meeting just a few weeks ago in D.C. where everybody got together in one room. Do you sense that something can happen within the ag groups?
I sense there is a desire for something to happen. I have not adequately determined what sort of level of desire we have within our groups to compromise. I think all of us want a farm bill this year, and we need to keep our eyes focused on that goal. We need to have the tough discussions it's going to take to get us to some level of consensus where we can go to Congress and tell them what we want, and then we can all stand together and lock arms, because there are going to be a lot of people out there trying to do away with farm programs, crop insurance included.
Right. on crop insurance, technically, obviously, it's outside of the Farm Bill proper as far as its funding mechanism and everything. Are you feeling fairly good that we can protect what's there, particularly if we give up direct farm payments?
The feedback is that we have a lot of support in Congress for crop insurance. There are some people who are looking at the subsidy level of crop insurance policies, and that is an area that we'd like to keep and maintain.
Obviously, we've already given quite a bit in that arena in the last year or so.
Correct. With the SRA renegotiation, we've given quite a bit. We continue to evolve crop insurance to be the most efficient with our producer dollars and with our taxpayer dollars, and that is definitely a priority for our organization and many of the others here at Commodity Classic.
Okay. At the end of the day, as you think about, you know, going forward, I guess the one thing everybody agrees on at this point, we really want to do a Farm Bill this year, right?
We do, yes.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Dana Peterson, visiting with us here in Nashville at the 2012 Commodity Classic. Reporting on the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Ron Hayes.